Good evening, everyone. This is Dolores Cannon again with the Metaphysical Hour. And Seth, the one who controls everything on this line and on the internet and all that, the big controller out there, was having problems, and we think the gremlins are out there playing with the lines again.
No, I think he's just being interdimensional.
So I was hoping that we got their little gremlins kicked off of the phone lines and everything's going to be okay now. Because, yeah, you said it was almost like being in another dimension. Mm-hmm. So let's hope everything's all right and we'll be able to do the show tonight. Okay, we finished up with our travels. Oh, yeah, and I'm going to give out the toll-free number. But we finished our travels and we were talking about some other things. So tonight we're just going to be talking about various things. So if there's anybody out there who wants to call in and ask questions, this is a perfect night to do it. Because we're open for anything. Mm-hmm. We'll try to answer any of your questions. We are going to go into healing, the work I do with the healing, and the causes of different illnesses and things in people, what we have found and how they can be taken care of. So if anybody out there has a question about that or anything else you want to ask about my work, just feel free to call in. The toll-free number is 1-888-815-9756. 888-815-9756. So if anybody wants to chime in, now would be the time to do it. Most of the people say they just want to listen. We aren't even sure what we're going to do. Okay. You know, one of the things we wanted to talk about was the healing work. And a lot of you know that's really what I do with the hypnosis. It's not just past life regression. That's the tip of the iceberg. You can get some answers there, but you're not going to get the big answers. That's why I developed my own technique, and that's what we're teaching now all over the world, is it's not normal hypnosis. And I've started this 40 years ago, so I've had plenty of time to perfect this. And everywhere we're going, people are really learning how to do it, and they're using it, and it's really wonderful to see the results they're having. But we go into the past lives, because sometimes that's where your answer is. But you're not going to find the total answer, because then we have to go to the subconscious part that I speak to, which those of you who listen to the show all the time know that that is the greatest power there is, and we can communicate directly with it, and it has all knowledge, and it can answer any questions anybody wants to know about. They come to me for sessions, and we can also have instantaneous healing. This is the kind of power we're working with, and it is tremendous. So that's what we're teaching, is how to contact this. Now, remember, I don't do the healing, and I'm always telling my students, too, you got to remember, you're not doing the healing. We're just acting as a facilitator through this other power, and let it come through and do the work. The minute you or any of the students or any of you start thinking you're doing the healing, then that's ego coming in. And then I don't think they really want to work with you, the ones I call they.
Well, it's just you're just confused at that point because you don't truly understand what's going on. Mm-hmm. And so that is what will probably mess up the whole process, is because it's not pure at that point. And it's not coming through in the proper way. That's not the right word, but it's a channel. It's coming through. And when you're thinking you're doing it, then you've got that part going on. I've got to perform. You're trying to set it a course. And there, as soon as you do that, you're limiting what can happen, because that it's pure energy that comes in and just does what it's supposed to do, you know, goes wherever it's necessary. If you start directing it with your mental ego part, then you are interfering.
Yeah. Because that's all I teach how to do, is how to call in this power and allow it to answer the questions. But in all these years that I've been doing this, we have been finding a lot of the explanations for illness, mm-hmm. disease. Of course, everybody that comes has got a problem. Most of them now are coming with physical, but there are other ones that come for other kinds of problems, marriage problems, job problems, whatever it is, everybody's got a problem. People are complicated.
Well, and wouldn't you say, they're all coming with physical, you said, but now, and there's some that have emotional and everything. Wouldn't you say that all of those physicals started with an emotional? They just didn't listen, they didn't take heed to them and address it, and so then it became physical?
Yeah, because I think I've said this before on the show, you should never, ever be sick. No one should ever have any aches, pains, symptoms, or anything. You should be perfectly healthy at all times. This is the way it's supposed to be.
It's the way the body is designed.
Yeah, because the body is a miraculous machine that has been created to take care of itself and heal itself if we don't interfere.
Right.
And any time there's anything going on in the body, it's a message to you. The body does not lie. It's always trying to tell you something, to give you a message in some way. And the only way it knows how to do it is with physical symptoms. And what's going to get your attention more than pain?
Right.
Pain is a good way to wake you up.
Well, I think we've conditioned ourselves to that, to listen to pain. You know,
uh-huh.
Probably if we conditioned ourselves some other way, which you can teach yourself to do, that is what it knows. So that's
yeah, if you pay attention,
mm-hmm.
because it's always very subtle in the beginning, giving you subtle little hints of what it is you're supposed to be to know.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe you're not headed the right direction. Maybe you're not doing what you're supposed to be doing. And they want to get your attention in some way. And at first it's very subtle. But then if you don't get the idea, if you can't get across what it is they're trying to tell you, then they bring in pain.
Mm-hmm.
That's going to get your attention. And then if you still don't understand, it gets a little more pain, maybe moves to a different part of the body. And then if you don't understand, it can escalate into some kind of an illness or disease or something that's going to require hospitalization or maybe surgery, and we don't want it to get to that point.
I need to insert something here.
Okay.
I'm being told it's very important, and our students, I think for the most part, that's why this doesn't have to be said in classes, because they, for the most part, understand the process. But if there are people out there that do not understand the process of where these messages are coming from and what it is,
yeah, because
some people...
We explained it in the class.
Right,
but,
right.
Yeah.
Some people might take this from a victim approach and think that somebody out there, something out there is attacking them with these things, okay?
And that's not true.
It's not what it is at all. So that's why it's very important to explain where these messages are coming from. These messages are actually from you yourself. These are things that you are trying to get through to yourself. It's the bigger part of yourself. So if everyone will accept that they have a higher self, a higher consciousness, only a small part of themselves is in this physical body, you have a higher self that's directing things.
It knows everything.
It knows everything. And it knows what you planned to accomplish when you came in. And it knows, and then you have an agreement with it, if I get off course, get me back on course by sending me messages, getting messages to me.
Because I don't want to wait and have to come back in another
right.
life before I do what I made my contract and signed on for.
Absolutely. And it's like I don't want anybody to misunderstand that this is a big god up there browbeating you and punishing you or doing anything because you've been wrong. These are things you are directing to yourself because you need the messages for whatever reason. It may be wake up, pay attention, get back on track, go this way, not that way.
Make changes in your
life. Something, anything, yeah. And, you're at vital points. It's like move this way, whatever, Yeah, make changes because you need to do this now.
But the important thing is that you don't know any of these things consciously. It's like we do have two selves. This
mm-hmm.
conscious part that's living right here in this body and going to work every day and cooking supper and taking care of the kids, that is the conscious part. Now, the conscious part, I always say, is the conscious mind is the stupidest part of the human being. It doesn't know anything. It thinks it does. It thinks it knows everything, and it wants to control everything.
Yeah, it probably just not took great offense to you saying that.
But
when you look at it compared to the other part, it is.
Because
on its own, we're not saying people are stupid. We're just saying compared to what you really are and who you really are, it's the stupid part.
Because it's always wanting to control everything and run everything, and yet it doesn't know anything. But it tries to get that impression that, oh, yeah, I'm running the show here. I'm this great intelligent being. But when you compare it to the part that created you, the part that really knows your plan and knows what you're here for, the conscious mind doesn't know anything.
Right.
So when you get sick, the conscious mind hasn't got any idea what's causing it.
Right. If anybody hasn't gotten it, this comforted me greatly when I first got this understanding. Because before it was, I'm this person here, and then, I mean, I totally got that there's this other world, this other dimensions and other things, but I never really got that it was all, the other part was connected to me. And so when I got that part, it made so much sense rather than me talking to a guide or talking to like a separate being that could help me, but they didn't really know me, that kind of a thing, and I had to make them understand why I wanted X, Y, Z, or whatever. But when I understood that it was me that I'm working with, well, then it was like, well, who knows me better than me? I'm a small part of that. So of the big part of me, so it's more like we're holding hands going through this life, and we're going through it together. And so that's where it's, you look at, it's a communication system, you talk to this is this way of getting back to you, we just haven't figured out how to understand it yet.
But that other part, that's the part that we forget about when we come into the earth. All of that information is taken away, because when you do come in, you make a plan. This is what I hope to accomplish this time around. You make contracts with other people of things you have to pay back karma, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But these are things that you make. But when we come into the life, then it's all taken away and you forget.
Right.
And that's what they say. You get in here, it's a game, but Julie always says you forget the rules once you get down here.
Well, and that's probably another lecture or another talk. But, we are great and powerful beings. And only great and powerful beings would come into a situation like this, into a game where you forget the rules and you forget the players, you forget everything about it, and have to figure out how to get back how to finish the game, how to get back to the place, everything.
Yeah.
And so that's only reserved. Those games like that are reserved for master players.
Uh-huh.
So, mm-hmm.
But that's why this is a very complicated planet. They said it's the most complicated in the universe. And you come here for very special reasons, and you have to be a very special being to even be allowed to come here.
Right.
But other planets remember what their contracts are. They remember why they came in.
Other planets, other dimensions, we're one of the few that don't.
Oh, yeah, very, very few, because the rest of them do. They remember their connection with God. They remember what they were supposed to be doing. And they said, we're one of the few that when we come into a life, forget all about our connection to God. We forget where we came from.
Right, but that's what's so special about Earth. For the longest time, I couldn't understand what was so special about Earth. Well, that's it. It's a special playing game, a game board. It's just a special place that you can go to learn really challenging lessons and to learn many more things about yourself and what you can do. So
when you come in here, we forget it all. And then we have to stumble our way back to find God again, to find what it was all about.
Who we are.
Yeah, who we really are. So along the way, we make ourselves miserable. We set up a lot of circumstances that don't always turn out the way we want them to. But in the process, hopefully we're learning something from the process.
I'm going to disagree with you there. I don't know that we're miserable, and we may be miserable on the conscious level,
But
you say you don't know if they'll turn out. They're probably turning out exactly as we planned because it was set up for us to learn certain things, and it can only go that way for us to learn certain things.
But,
so,
I mean, people making themselves miserable by thinking they're the victim, thinking
exactly.
they don't have any control.
And that's
control.
What this talk is about, is you are not the victim. You have created this.
You have control.
Yeah, absolutely you do.
So that's what I mean about that part. You come in thinking the world's against you, God's against you, everything is against you when you set it all up yourself.
Right.
So if we get to the physical things, this is what I've discovered, is that we do create it.
Mm-hmm.
Because you should never ever be sick.
Right. We create it in that we, this communication system from our other part of us, is trying to deliver messages.
Yeah.
When the messages are not received, then it's got to make the message a little louder. So it's created in that way.
In that way,
yes.
Mm-hmm. But we don't understand that.
Mm-hmm.
And we go running to the doctor.
Right.
That's all the doctor does. It just fixes the symptoms.
Mm-hmm.
He doesn't look for the cause.
Well, he does what he's trained to do.
Yeah.
So it's not against doctors. It's just they're doing what they're trained to do, and they're not taught to look at the cause, at the core of it. They think they're looking at the cause. They think the cause is this germ or this whatever. That no, there's a deeper cause. You know, why did you allow that germ to manifest this within your body? You know, so.
See, that's what I tell people. You make yourself sick, and a lot of them don't like to hear that because they say, "What do you mean? I don't want to be sick. I don't mean want to have this illness. I don't want to become." They come in wheelchairs. They come in on crutches, on breathing machines. What do you mean? I don't want to have this.
Right.
But you do create it. Now, if you make yourself sick, if your mind is that powerful that you can make yourself sick, it's also powerful enough to heal you. We just have to find out, why did you do this to yourself?
Right. And we also have to go back before you start going. Last week's show was why some people
don't want to be.
So that's another part of that whole thing, is if you've got a payoff in there, if you've got a benefit from it, you need to deal with that now. If you really want to be well, then you need to look for all of those things too, as well as what it's trying to tell you. One, you got to listen to the message. Two, you got to know whether or not you're getting a payoff from it so that you will listen to the message and go forward, you know. And so
I got to bring in something. I just finished a session today, and the subconscious was giving quite a lengthy talk about this, about healing and everything.
Mm-hmm.
And one thing it said, we've got to mention some of the things I mentioned to it, some people not wanting to be healed.
Right.
One thing it said, remember what Jesus said in the Bible about casting out demons.
Uh-huh.
And he said, there is no such thing as demons. I've talked to that a lot. But what he was trying to say is, cast out the demons within you that are creating the illness.
Which would be your negative thoughts. That's probably it, period, your negative thoughts. I was wanting to say something else, but it's like, those are demons, your negative thoughts and people. And nobody put them there but you. You know,
you're the ones that create it. And
absolutely.
They said that was what Jesus was trying to say. Get rid of the, he was trying to cast out the demons within the person so they could be healed.
Right.
And it's not a entity, it's not a devil or a
They had to get their thoughts. Your thoughts create everything.
They're
your thoughts
powerful.
Are things. And I know that's a hard one for some people. You know, they say, wait a minute, but I saw this thing that was very negative, that has to be an evil entity. It's hard to understand and realize, no, that is just your fear manifested. But people would rather believe that there's a negative evil or an evil entity
attacking them,
then believe that they are powerful enough to create this thing just with their own thought.
And they don't want to believe they are take responsibility.
Absolutely.
See, that was what came out in this session, that it's all about fear.
Absolutely.
And the fear is what creates a lot of this. Mm-hmm. And then they don't want to take responsibility that they have done it themselves, because then that means they're going to have to change.
Right.
And they don't want to do that.
Right, but if you just understand and accept, once you do that, you've just greatly empowered yourself. And I know that's a huge step, and it's a very humbling thing to go, well, I did this. But at the same time, it's very empowering, because as soon as you do that, you are no longer the victim. You are now in charge of your life. You are responsible. You are in charge, and you are in the driver's seat. And that's a much better place to be. Would you rather be in the driver's seat of your car or in the passenger seat, or some people are in the trunk of their car? I mean, get in that driver's seat. This is your life. This is your show that you're putting on here. You be in it.
But it takes a big step for people to realize they have done this to themselves.
Yes, it is.
And I see people all the time. I mean, I've been doing this for over 40 years, and over 30 years at least, I've been doing the past life regressions, and that's when I began to see all these things happening. I see thousands and thousands of people. That's a lot of people, and they're coming to me from all over the world. They've all the same thing. Of course, it goes back to they think they need somebody else to fix them.
Right. That's number one. And see, that's the time we're in right now. See, that's part of the taking responsibility. This is where we are. We can no longer blame it on anybody else. We can no longer go to other people to fix me. You have to be right in the middle of it fixing you. You can have other people helping you. They can be facilitating, but you have to do it. And that's why a lot of, I bet you're seeing more of it, they have them being a very involved partner in the whole process.
Yeah.
And all of this is this time of waking up. We can't just, pass it off anymore. We have to be accountable. And this is ways of making ourselves accountable.
And start paying attention to what's happening in your life is how you're creating these things. Okay, I'm going to go into some cases anyway to kind of give you an idea. But that's why I want people to start thinking about this. Mm-hmm. You are not the victim.
No.
Poor me, look what's happening to me. You can turn it around.
Right. And as long as you stay in that mode, you will stay sick. As long as you keep wanting somebody else to fix you, you will stay sick. You will stay in whatever situation you're in. And if you have a situation, you have an issue. You know, it's not, oh, poor me, I'm ill or whatever. No, you have an issue you haven't dealt with. You have something, you have a message you have not been listening to that they're really trying to get through to you about. And you need to listen. And if the worse it gets, the more they're trying to beat you over the head with it. And remember, this is you. This is you trying to get your attention, not some big force out there or evil entity or anything. This is you. So listen to yourself. I mean, that's not a hard person to listen to.
But a lot of them don't believe it, though.
Well, that's why I'm saying it loudly. It's an important point.
Well, one of the most common things I see are people with back problems. They come in, and see, one thing we've learned with this, when the person comes in and they sit down, I spend at least 2 hours, sometimes longer, just talking to the person, getting to know them. I want them to tell me all about their life. I want to know about their situation. Then we can tell what's causing the problem.
Right.
And they start talking about their physical ailments. Well, I've learned enough now that all they have to do is tell me about the parts of the body that they're having ailments in.
Mm-hmm.
You know immediately what's going on in their life.
Right.
Julie always says they become transparent.
Right, and that was even before I became very intuitive. It was just understanding what the messages are from these things. It does. They become transparent. They're that easy
to
understand and to interpret. They really are. It's nothing complicated. There are books out on this, but they really are making it complicated. We're going to write a book that keeps it simple so that you really because that's what I've been told is that the important thing, it's not necessarily what each little piece means. It's important to understand
what it's trying to tell
exactly,
you.
Exactly, in general, how this whole communication system works.
With your body and everything.
Mm-hmm.
But the subconscious is, I'm going to keep calling it that. You keep calling it you, but it's the way it is.
It will
always affect the same part of the body when it's trying to give you the same message.
Right.
And if I see thousands of people and they're always comes up with the same explanation for their problem, their physical problem, you better believe it is true, because these people have no idea what I'm looking for.
Right.
They don't know what I've already found.
Right.
But we found the same answer each time. Of course, you always have your exceptions to the rule, too.
Mm-hmm.
But people come in, a lot of them with back problems. And it's usually sometimes across the shoulders, but mostly going down the back into the lower back. The lower back seems to be the part that's affected mm-hmm. the most. And I've had some, well, they're in pain, but some of them it's gotten so bad that they're scheduled for surgery, that they're going to operate on the backs. And if you know what I'm talking about, they, the ones we work with, they always say no surgery, no invasion of the body. It's not necessary. The body can heal itself. They also say no drugs, because every drug has a side effect.
Mm-hmm.
They do recommend herbs and natural healing. But I've seen a lot of people who their backs are so bad they're scheduled for surgeries. And I have doctors coming to me as clients. And they tell me a lot of things you don't want to hear. But one of them told me 75% of those having back surgery, it doesn't work.
Well, and being a prior surgical nurse, I could, you know, yeah, I would never let somebody touch my back surgically. No. Most everybody that had surgery, it did not work.
Because they did not find the cause.
Exactly. I know that now. You know, back then it was just like,
no,
why would you let somebody do it if it doesn't work? You know, that's too sensitive an area. I mean, you mess up there, my gosh, you know, it's like, no, you're not messing with my back.
Uh-huh.
But it wouldn't. Most of the time they were not helped. They stayed in pain. They were, you know, so.
Well, they, mm-hmm. you know what I mean by they,
mm-hmm.
they always say, if you have the surgery, it's going to come back.
Right.
The whole problem will come back, or it'll move to another part of the body because you haven't addressed the cause of what's really going on.
Right.
So what I found, when somebody comes in and talking about their back, the first thing I always ask them is, do you feel like you're carrying a heavy load? And they always say, oh, yeah, you don't know what I'm going through, my marriage, my job. Sometimes they hate their job, but they got to keep working because they need the money. Oh, there's a lot of things going on in their life that they really feel like they're carrying a burden, the weight of the world on their shoulders.
Right.
And this always manifests in back problems. But, you know, the way we are, we don't associate what's going on with our life with what's happening physically.
Mm-hmm.
We keep the two separate. We don't think of them being connected.
Well, and that's our biggest role is, to me, with all this message, is to start connecting the dots.
Yeah.
Start thinking in this way. That's the big issue right here. So.
Yeah. That's what I said. One of the things, the doctors don't have time. They come in, they look at you, they chart, they check your vitals, and maybe give you another pill. They don't have time to sit there and talk to you and say, well, how's your marriage going?
Mm-hmm.
Is everything okay? How are your kids doing?
When did this start? What was going on in your life when it started?
Yeah.
You know, so.
Or how are you doing at your job?
Mm-hmm.
They don't have time anymore to do that, and that can be the cause of the whole problem right there.
Right.
So that's what I have to do in my work. Now, sometimes the cause goes back to a past life.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe they were killed in a way, died in a way that the back was damaged, and I've had many, many of those things happen.
Yep.
In that case, we carry over a memory or a residue of the way the person died, and it comes into this life as a reminder.
Right.
And that's, we have to find out what is it still, what it's trying to tell
right,
you.
Right, exactly, because what's it reminding you of? What's it, you know, again, what's going on that is similar? There's a pattern of some kind happening, and that's where you have sometimes have to look within this life or to another life. But because that part of you doesn't know when one life ends and another begins and stuff like that. It just knows the all of you.
It knows the journey of the soul.
Exactly. And it doesn't know that, oh, that doesn't relate to this person. That was over there. And so we can send it back and put it over there. Yeah, it's just in general. And it sees a similar pattern coming up here because it's probably a pattern that you set up to learn from. And until you get it, it's going to keep coming up. So
and a lot of times it's involving the same people, too, that mm-hmm. you were with in other lifetimes. So you can see how it does carry over.
Right.
So all we have to do is find out where does it go,
mm-hmm.
and then we put it in place, and it goes away. Once you understand the cause, then it stops right immediately.
Right.
Instantly.
Message delivered. No need to continue delivering it.
Yeah, why should they keep trying to give you a message once you've got it and you understand it? That's when the
mm-hmm.
illness goes away.
Right.
Another common one that I have, people coming in with problems with their hips, knees, legs, or feet.
Right.
It's very common. And of course, I always want to know, you know, which side of the body and all
mm-hmm.
of that. This is all part of the work. But when they start doing that, I usually say, do you feel like you're at a crossroads in your life? There's something you should be doing and you're not doing it. Maybe you're involved, what you're involved with, job or whatever, you're not happy on, and you feel you need to go in a different direction. Because, you know, we all come to crossroads in our life where we have to make a decision. And do we go this way or do we go that way?
Mm-hmm.
And either way, our lives will be different, whichever one we choose.
Right. And it's the indecision or the hesitancy to decide or the lack, it's like the no activity at all is what's, and what they keep telling me is it creates a drag on the body because you won't, you know, it's
you
trying to move
you
and
won't
you're...
Take
exactly. It's like it wants to move and you're holding it back. There's that resistance, and that resistance is creating a drag, and that is what's causing, what's creating the physical discomfort.
In the feet,
mm-hmm.
ankles, and it can be one side or the mm-hmm. other. It doesn't have to be both sides. Or the knees,
mm-hmm.
or the hips. And I get a lot of people like that. Some of them are scheduled for hip surgery
mm-hmm.
or knee replacements. And it always comes up is, they're afraid to take the
right.
first step out.
Right.
They're afraid of moving in a different direction,
mm-hmm.
and they're holding back because their life will be different.
Right.
Or maybe they'll lose money by taking another job, but they'll be doing what they really want to do.
Right.
But they have all this indecision. They're afraid to take the first step mm-hmm. out, and they hold back. And this creates problems in those parts of the body.
Yeah.
The longer they hesitate and hold
yeah.
back, the worse the problem gets.
Right.
So what's the solution? Surgery, which really is not going to help it.
Well, no, it won't. It may fix it immediately, but it will come back because you still haven't done whatever it is you're wanting you to do.
Yeah.
So
you haven't dealt with the problem. But, no, the man I had yesterday went to a past life where he had a job where all he did was work.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't make a lot of money, but he was in those days when they were apprentice, and then they finally get
mm-hmm.
where they're older, they can do the what they really came to do.
Mm-hmm.
But he never, that's all he had was his job.
Mm-hmm.
No family or anything. So when he died, it was now you don't have balance.
Mm-hmm.
You have to come back into this life now. And he kept saying, I want a family.
Mm-hmm.
You have to have both.
Right.
So it could be little things like that.
Right.
You find out from the past lives and how it relates to this life right now. But it's amazing, these little things we don't even think about.
Mm-hmm.
But that's what it was about now, to have balance in your life. And they keep saying, bring joy into your life.
Right. Again, we're at this time. This time is very... It's like we're pulling it all back in and getting it all nice, neatly tied up and with a nice little bow so that we can make our next move. And so that's where it's all these things are coming into play. Get the balance, get the joy, figure out how this all works together, you know, so we can move forward.
Yeah,
so.
Because they keep saying, don't forget to stop and smell the roses.
Right.
Bring joy into your life. It doesn't have to be all work.
Right. Even
get
though,
balance.
Okay, I'm being reminded, we had a phone call, it's been several months now, but some people that are awake and are aware of what's going on, but they're taking it all, they're making it work. I'm doing all this to save the planet, I'm doing this so much work, I'm so tired of helping humanity and helping... How is it helping if it's dragging you out? And, I mean, joy, that is our ultimate inheritance, and that is our gift to the world, and that's how you help people, is you enjoy everything you do. And if you are really out there serving mankind, you are happy. And it doesn't feel like work.
That's what they say. Take time to look at the flowers, look at the grass, look at the trees, look at the clouds.
They're your creation. We created them. Why not enjoy them?
Why not take the time instead of rushing around like we're crazy, going to work, going home, and you don't even take time to stop and see anything.
Right.
So they said bring joy into your life and bring, stop and smell the roses.
And actually, I just read something. I don't even know where it was, but I read something. They said if you would do that, if you would just pay a little bit more attention and just appreciate the creations around us, that is like the fastest way, one of the fastest ways to be moving into the fifth dimension. It's that appreciation and noticing. So, anyway, that's a little...
The world around you.
Yes,
the world around you. Going into the ascension.
Yeah, as well as laughter and, joy. See,
love,
joy, all that.
Love is very
those
important.
Those are all the things that bring you up, that make you light. And
yeah, we need to work, but we can also take a little time.
Like you said, the balance. There's a balance in that. We have the work to learn, to provide, whatever. We're doing it for a reason. But you've got to have the balance in there. So, and you know if it's out of balance, that's when your body is trying to tell you. It's
the
saying,
body
oh, no,
goes
we're not.
Out of balance.
Exactly.
Uh-huh.
Ah, that's where that thing, your body is a barometer.
Okay.
Okay, it is a barometer of what's happening with the whole you. So.
Well, I have a lot of people coming to me with cancer, and I think I have talked about this before. What I have discovered with cancer is here again, the part of the body that it occurs in is very important,
right.
too.
Mm-hmm.
But a lot of it, especially with intestinal cancer, the person is angry about something.
Mm-hmm.
And this is one of the first things I'll ask them when they're talking about cancer is, what are you angry about?
Right.
They're usually very surprised we can pick these
things
up.
How did you know? Telling you, you're transparent.
Because anger, especially suppressed anger, you're angry about something, but you can't talk to anybody about it. You just hold it inside. I don't have any problems. You're the ones with the problems. You think you're being, macho or whatever by holding it all inside. Now, no, you're killing yourself. But
well, I don't know if it's even macho. Some people,
I can't admit anything's wrong with me.
People, it's just a martyrdom.
I have to be a strong one.
They're just suffering with it, and they won't talk about it. They just, because they're supposed to be a martyr with it. So, and it might be a macho thing.
But it is suppressed anger. Because you're angry about something and you won't talk about it. It helps so much if you can just talk to somebody and tell them really how you feel. But we hold it inside. And after a while, that anger begins to churn around. It has to find release. And it starts eating away at the organs.
Mm-hmm.
The next thing you know, you've got cancer.
Right. Now, this has been after many other messages have not gotten through. This is a very... Hitting you over the head.
This is the extreme. Yeah, they hit you over the head.
Yeah, so you know you've been getting messages for a long time if you've got this. This isn't how it comes up immediately at all. You've been carrying that anger around a long time. So,
But eventually it's going to get your attention.
Mm-hmm.
But, I had one man. He had cancer everywhere. They kept operating. They operated in one part of his body. And it moved to another part of his body. They operate there, and it moved to another part because he hadn't addressed the issue. And I asked him, are you angry about something? Mm-hmm. And he almost yelled at me. He says, yes, my ex-wife, I hate her. She has the children, and she won't let me see them. And I told him, you're going to have to forgive her and let it go. Because that's what it's all about. You're holding all this anger in, and it's not helping anybody at all.
Right.
So, but he said, I can't forgive her. You don't know what she did to me. But I said, if I forgive her, then she has won. I said, she'll win if she kills you. So what are you proving?
Right. Mm-hmm. Well, another thing is, look what she did to me. See, there's that victim thing again.
Yeah.
So. And
but
you're
not hurting anybody but yourself.
Right. Yeah, you're your own victim.
And you're not solving the problem.
Mm-hmm.
So the anger has to be dealt with. That's very important. just if you can talk to somebody, and when you also people don't want to admit it, well, you know, I don't have any problems. But that's the first thing, is facing it and talking to someone about it and letting it out. It's got to find release in a healthy way.
Right,
right. But that's one, I have a lot of people coming with that. And then whatever part of the body it appears in tells you what you're angry about.
Right.
Going back to the cause.
Right.
And, well, then I have people, well, we always have migraine headaches is one of the most common. People always coming with migraine headaches. And in my classes, I always say, what does that represent? And they're always going into the medical answers. And I don't want anybody to think medical answers. I want you to think metaphysical.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Spiritual. What is it trying to tell you?
Yeah, it's symbols. I mean, it represents. Parts of your body represent. It's very literal. That's why this is really simple. It's not complicated at all. That's why I love the beauty of this. And when we've done
it
talk.
It is literal. It is literal.
It's literal, and it's very simple. When you understand, see, a lot of people, I think it maybe it's that ego coming in there again. They want to make things complicated. They want to make the universe complicated. They want this all to be so technical and complicated. And whenever that comes up, and I, you know, things just come. If I get a message, I deliver it, okay? And one of the things was that just came through is the universe is not complicated. It's very simple. And as soon as you start seeing a lot of complications in there, start questioning it because it's not complicated.
The human is the one that brings in the complications.
Yes. It's very simple and it's very literal. And that's where you have to look at it is, okay, just kind of like how they say to interpret dreams, you know, what does this mean? Don't make it complicated, but what would this thing mean? What does it mean to you? What does it mean, you know? And we're just finding most of the time these same parts represent these things. And like you said, there are exceptions they fall out there or anything, but predominantly, well, these parts all mean these things. It's just sometimes people's symptoms may not always fall into those parts as, you know, nice and neatly. So
yeah, that's what I deal with all the time. We do have the exceptions, and that's what you're going to put in this book that you're working on so people can understand it.
Well, we're going to explain the basics here and how it communicates and how simple this is. This is what this means. And then we will show the exceptions as well so you'll start thinking outside of the box. And that's what I've been told. It's not so important, like I was saying, the technical this digit, you know, this part of this digit means this or this tooth means this. That's not so important as the mouth and the throat means this. You know, it can be general like that. If you start breaking it down into these minute details, you're getting caught up in something else, and you've lost the whole message. Uh-huh. So,
but see, like with the headaches, the migraines usually goes back to an injury in a past life.
Right.
Mm-hmm. But that makes sense. You're carrying forward a memory of it.
Yeah.
And then we go back to when did it start?
Mm-hmm.
What were you doing in your life at the time it started? And
that's
a reminder of those things.
Right.
But, you know, the general simple explanation is like, if you have trouble with your eyes, what is it you don't want to see? What don't you want to look at?
And that's something I'm dealing with now. My vision is very blurry. And your typical thing would be, say, my age. It's a time when your eyes change. I don't buy that one. I don't buy that logic because I don't believe that my eyes have to do that.
Yeah, they say it doesn't.
Exactly, they don't have to. This is a miraculous machine that takes care of itself. Why does it have to do that? It doesn't. You know, I don't believe in aging. I believe in staying whatever age I want to be, you know, and my body is in perfect health and harmony, then my eyes, okay, so what is it? And
that's what you don't want to look at.
Exactly, and it's my distance vision. So is it something that I am thinking maybe there's something down the road I don't want to see? I don't know. That's what I'm probing myself. So.
Well, the same thing, the simple explanation is trouble with the hearing. What is it I don't want to hear, I don't want to listen to?
Mm-hmm.
Now, what I found, anything dealing with the mouth, the teeth, the mouth, the jaws, the throat, the thyroid, anything in that area goes back to not speaking.
Not speaking your truth. Not speaking
holding back.
Right. There's something that you really need or want to say, and you aren't saying it.
Now, whether it's to your spouse or whether it's a boss, something
right.
to do with work.
Right. It's to somebody.
You're holding it back.
Right.
You're afraid. You're not speaking what's your truth.
Right.
I'll give the example of this person that you, they said they just now come down with strep throat.
Strep throat. This person is healthy, healthy, healthy. You know, and that's what I was telling you. I just found out, you know, they've got strep throat. And it's like there's no reason for a healthy person like this to have anything like this.
Get very good to shape.
Right. Excellent shape. So that's my next thing is to find out what he's not saying.
What's the conclusion you came to with strep throat?
The strep throat, because you look at what it looks like, how it acts. It's angry. It's red. It's inflamed. It's infected. You know, see, that's how you look at it. It's like, what does it really look like? Those give you indicators of what it is that's going on. So there's probably something, you know, maybe it's anger. And out of anger, maybe he's afraid to say something out of anger because it's something he really wants to say, but he's afraid of it or something.
Or you feel you have to hold it back.
Right.
Don't want to hurt the person or
right,
whatever.
Right. Either it's a fear of it or they are saying, or maybe, you know, he's having to swallow this. You know, maybe he's, stuff like that, he just keeps having to swallow it and can't say it, can't express it, it's something along those lines. And so I'm not going to know until I get to ask more questions. But
if you talk about swallowing it, then you're going to end up with stomach problems.
Yes.
It's what the stomach represents, what can't you stomach?
Right.
See, it's very literal.
Absolutely.
And I found anything dealing with the intestines, most of those organs in those areas have to do with elimination.
Mm-hmm.
And say, for instance, you're constipated or you have difficulty urinating.
Mm-hmm.
What is it you're holding on to? What don't you want to let
Right. What will you not allow to pass is what I just heard.
But not allow to pass. That's very good.
Ooh.
What aren't you letting go of?
Yes.
And then the opposite would be diarrhea or constant frequent urination. There, what are you trying to get rid of out of your life?
Right.
So what are you holding on to? What are you trying to get rid of?
Right. I got to write that down before I forget it. I'll remember it. It's okay. I'll remember it.
Okay, there's some notepad.
That was a good one.
Okay, there's a notepad underneath there.
Yeah.
Okay. But, okay. But then another one is, what was I just thinking about?
The intestines.
Oh, yeah. Now, and other organs in that part of the body have to do with the kidneys and the liver. They're also dealing with elimination.
Mm-hmm.
But what are they eliminating? They are taking toxins, poisons out of the system, even more so than the intestines are eliminating waste, but they are taking toxins out of the system. So what is it in your life that you feel is poisoning you, literally?
Yeah, absolutely.
And this has nothing to do with the medical part. It has to do with the events in your life.
Yeah, if you have toxic thoughts, toxic words, toxic mannerisms, toxic ways that you behave, either you're doing it or someone else is doing it to you. And if they're doing it to you, guess what? You're allowing it to be done, and then that's why your body's doing this, because it's going, wait, why are you allowing this? Why? Get rid of it. That's what it's trying to tell you.
Coming to me with kidney problems, and they're on kidney dialysis, and people with liver, they're getting ready for liver transplants. Mm-hmm. I mean, they're really letting go to the extreme when you're getting into that.
Mm-hmm.
And usually when I find out when we're doing the session, it goes back to family. Something to do with family problems, and they've allowed it to escalate to poison their system to the point that they're hurting themselves.
Right. Yeah.
So a lot of this just takes looking at and trying to figure it out. But I'm trying to get you people out there, this is what I do in my work and my classes, to get you to looking at things from a different direction. A different viewpoint, that to see how you are creating it or what are you trying to tell yourself.
Right, because within that you have now discovered your own power. And because once you know that, once you start asking, what is it you're trying to tell me? What is it you want me to see? You have gone quantum leaps in your own healing because now you're looking at it rather than all this surface stuff. You're looking, you're getting to the core of it. Mm-hmm. And as soon as you do that, you know, and you may not get the message right away. It may take a while, you know, but it's that probing. You keep on, keep on. Now, if you want to get to it faster, you have a session. You know, that'll get you right to the
core.
You
find the answer quicker. Yeah.
Exactly. But we can all do this ourselves. We really can. It's just a matter of understanding this thought process.
And looking at it from a different perspective that we haven't looked at it before.
Mm-hmm. But you get to that core, and then once you understand what it's trying to say, well, then now you've given yourself the power to make the changes that need to be made. So.
You go to the doctor, they're going to give you pills and things, recommend surgery, but they're not really, you're not figuring out, why did I do this to myself?
Right.
What am I trying to tell myself?
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. That's the most important thing right there.
Yeah.
Then you start looking at things from a different direction.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay, I think we're coming down to the time now.
Yeah.
We're going to have to
That was a great
stop.
Way to leave it. You've now given yourself your power back when you do that.
Take your power back. I always tell people, don't give your power away to anyone. You have the power. You are great and powerful beings,
That's
as Julie
right.
always says. And you don't know what you can do until you try it. I'm not saying don't go to the doctors, but I'm just saying first examine it yourself. Get in a quiet space and think about it. And Julie says, ask the body, what are you trying to tell me?
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. What do you want me to know? And think of it in very simple terms. Don't make it complicated.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because it knows and it will tell you, and then you'll know what to do. You may not like what it is, and that's probably why you haven't taken that path, but you will know what to do. So.
But when you're doing this, say, what do you want me to know? Listen for the first thing that comes into your mind.
Right.
And you might say, well, that's silly, that's crazy, it doesn't make any sense. But think about it.
Mm-hmm.
Your body's telling you something, and it's answering your question.
Yes, it is. And trust
okay,
it.
Okay, so I think that's about all we're going to be able to do tonight. I mean, I've had just every kind of illness, sickness you could imagine that comes to see me.
Right,
so,
right.
And that's why I know this is real.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, I'm thinking next weekend is Christmas.
Right, it's Christmas Eve, I think.
Yeah, so we probably won't be doing a live show next week. We always have them replay the Star of Bethlehem. That's become our traditional Christmas Eve story that we tell that came from the book Jesus and the Essenes. So but I won't speak to you now for next week. I'm wishing everybody a Merry Christmas and a Happy Holidays. Enjoy being with your family. Enjoy being alive.
Very good, yeah. Yeah. Enjoy being here. You put yourself here for a reason. Make it fun.
Yeah, make it
make
joy.
Make it fun.
Even if you're snowed in up there in some parts of the country, find a way to enjoy
it. Yeah, you're great and powerful beings that created all that snow. What did you do that for? So, you must have wanted a break and to be inside and play with some snow.
Okay. Anyway, Merry Christmas, everybody, and thanks for listening tonight.
Good night.